This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot.
Ah, yes. That sound tells you one of two things is about to happen.
Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot.
One of those might be that we've got a story involving Corby smoking cigarettes. Or it could be something else entirely.
Was I smoking cigarettes to this song?
No, but this sounds like a song you might be smoking
cigarettes. I've smoked two cigarettes in my life.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen again.
True.
I had a problem,
but I don't anymore.
Well, last night, every year we come down here, and Wednesday night there's this place in Malibu called Cafe Habana. Now, you've long-time listeners to the presentation have heard us discuss this before, but in the interest of resetting, because they tell us we have new listeners coming in and out all the time.
Uh-huh.
There's this place down in Malibu on the PCH called Cafe Habana, and most of the time it appears to be just your normal Mexican restaurant, pretty much.
Yeah.
But on Wednesday night, they do karaoke. And on Wednesday night, the masses show up for karaoke. And it becomes quite the scene in Malibu on the PCH. And we always make it a point to go.
We determined last night, and we would like to welcome Donovan Lewis from our traveling party.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Donnie.
How are you, boys?
And the newly married, I know you don't like this one bit, Mike, our engineer, Blake Jones.
I don't even talk to him anymore.
Can't even look him in the eye.
He doesn't even look the same.
He's dead to me.
How are we, Blaker?
Good. What's up, guys?
Feeling good?
Yeah.
Did you sleep?
A little bit.
Okay. Now, Blake is a very integral part of this story. Very integral.
I'm the reason you're back.
Yeah, you are. He's the reason we're alive right now.
Yes, he is.
So we all go down there, and Mike, you went down to meet your family, your sister, and nephews, and daughter, and all that.
Yeah.
And then you roll back up
right to
PCH in Medicine Mountain.
Yeah, I met them in Santa Monica, and then once that was over, straight to Cafe Habana.
So it's weird, too, because
catch up with my guy.
It's really not happening. That place goes down from, like, it's like a 2.5-hour window. Because we got there at 8:45, and it was so chill. We got that table that you found us sitting at, Mike, and it's a very small room. I mean, I don't even know what to compare it to. I mean, it's about the size of a fast food restaurant in there. The entire floor is, and the tables, if you will. It's not really tables. It's like bar tables. Then there's a bar at the back. And then for a couple hours, they set up karaoke, and it's a big scene, and people descend from the hills, and it's all ages. This is not like 20-year-old girls come down and or 30. I mean, it is a mixture of anybody and everybody.
You get a cross-section like you wouldn't believe in this place.
Yes.
Like every kind of chick from the beachy old broad to those who are looking to hook up with the rich and famous who do show up there for this.
Yeah, for sure. They're all there, and it's a lot of fun, and we laugh our asses off down there and every year, and we determined that this is our fifth year.
Yes.
That 2014 was the first year that we went. 2015 was the first year that we went. Donovan had pictures of it. And so we've been going now for the last 5 years. About an hour away from here, 45 minutes to an hour straight down the road. And so we were talking about going yesterday around dinner, and we were all having some pizzas and sitting around the dinner table. And we looked at Tony, our engineer, and we said, Tony, you want to go to Malibu? And Tony said, yeah. Yeah.
Cool,
and,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I want to go.
May I say something here right away?
No.
It wasn't, Danny. It wasn't said that way.
No, it wasn't. It was, Tony, you are the designated driver. You are driving us back. And Tony, being the nice guy that he is, totally agreed to it. Said, you know what? If that's the case, I won't even have a drink at dinner.
Yes.
I'm the designated driver.
Because there wine being passed around at dinner. And Tony's like, okay, so I'm the designated driver. I'm like, yes, you are. You are the designated driver. And he's like, all right, I'm not going to drink at dinner. And we're like, all right.
Well, this is great.
He's already setting an example.
Pass that wine bottle down here and let me go after it.
And make no mistake, Tony likes wine.
Yes,
he does.
He does. Plum wine, we found out. And so we go back to the hotel, and we sit around for a few minutes, and we commandeer an automobile. We get Dan's automobile because Mike has mine, and we can't track Norm down. And we get Dan's car. We all meet outside, and Tony gets
Throw
in the car.
Throw Tony the keys.
And off we go.
And he gets us there to Malibu as safely as I've ever been.
Yes.
What an incredible driver he is
going
down there.
Unreal. You really are. You have a knack for just being a safe driver. You can turn your mic on.
Yeah, 10 and 2.
I don't know about Danny. He might
blinkers.
Yeah.
It's great.
Don't worry about him. It's unbelievable. Okay. So as we're going down there, too, we're trying to explain to Tony what this is because he's not been privy to this scene at all. And I'm like, I go, dude, you're going to love it. You're going to have so much fun, drunk, sober, whatever. You're going to have a good time because it's the best people watching you can have in this area. It's so much fun, and you'll laugh at all the people doing karaoke, and it's just a great time. And he's like, well, I don't know. I mean, if it's not my scene, I guess I'll just go somewhere else. And he's talking about where he might end up going and all that. I'm like, dude, don't worry about it. You're going to love it.
It's
going
to happen. So we walk up, Mike. We park. We're walking up to the famous Cafe Habana that we've been hyping up for years and years, correct?
Right.
Walk into the front door, and I promise you, there are about 15 people in there. Like, it's dead.
Yeah.
It's alone.
Yeah.
And we immediately get a table because Corby told Tony the most important thing to do is to get a table.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes open so we can find somewhere and sit and stand, and everything will be great.
Right.
And immediately, there are like 4 tables available. There's no one in there. So we walk up, table. Tony even walks outside to get an extra stool to sit on. Like, he's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best at looking after all of his drunk friends.
And our buddy Patrick Reeves showed up, and Tony went and got Pat a nice stool to sit on, and and away we go. We're sitting there, and
it's quiet.
Yeah, it is.
It's dead. It's 8:45.
Right. We're waiting on the rush.
And Tony's automatically kind of thinking in his head, what's going on here? Y'all are hyping this place up? It's nothing. And I told him,
I've heard that, you know, any other time, it's just about the as average sparrow Mexican restaurant as you can find.
And we kept saying, don't worry, the rush will happen. And he's sitting on the stool, kind of slumped over, no back support, so he's just kind of sitting there with his elbows on the table, thinking about his next move. Okay, I can walk out, go somewhere else, and come back and pick these boys up. You can absolutely tell that's what he was thinking.
How did you know? That's what I was thinking.
It's all over your face, saying, why am I here?
So he turns to me during the lull, and he's like, hey, you don't mind if I have a beer, do you? And I'm like,
uh-oh.
You know, he explained to me, he's like, I'm really good about this. I'll have a beer, and then that's it. I'll drink water the rest of the night, but I'll just sip on a beer throughout the evening. And I was like, yeah, I don't care. That's fine. You can have a beer. You know, you're not a toddler. You're a full-grown man. Have a beer. You're damn right. Go get you a Stella. So he gets a beer.
Okay.
And as we're finishing our beers and he's sipping on his beer, people start to roll in.
Right.
The DJ is setting up the karaoke machine.
Yeah.
They have a sign that says 15 minutes until it starts, so you can see the crowd rolling in. And then I don't remember what the first song was, Mike, but it was an Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Tony's sitting kind of slumped over in the stool, and when the music hit, man, he sat straight up. And he looked and he turned and he had his face toward the dance floor. Like, this music is hitting him. He's feeling it right now after song one. And he's kind of bopping his head a little bit to the tune.
His back is dust. So we're watching him talking about him behind his back the whole time.
Because you can see the buildup as the body moves. And then it happened. Uptown Funk. Bruno Mars. And as soon as it hit, man, Tony had that Wile E. Coyote smoke outline just ran right to the dance floor, and he is busting a move.
Yeah. Meanwhile, beer number one has turned into beer number three.
So much for that commitment to sobriety.
Right. And then Blake goes, dude, he's getting hammered. Now, here's the controversial part. Blake has to get up for Dunham and Miller to run their show and meet them in the lobby at 2:45 California time. Mm-hmm. All right? This night does not end ever until about 2 o'clock, meaning we get back to our hotel then. And so he is sacrificing, just to hang out, you're sacrificing a night's sleep.
Yeah.
All the way around.
I expected to not sleep.
Yeah. Yes. And so he's with us, and he's like, you know what? I mean, he could see all this going down with Tony and, you know, the sparks flying and hitting the dance floor and drinking and all that. And he was like, I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm done. You know, he had a beer, and that was it. And he's like, I'm done. Because we could see what was going on with Tony.
Because not only is Tony just taking a few steps, his hands are in the air.
Yes.
He's dancing with everybody on the dance floor.
Everybody.
Right.
His guys, gals, I mean, just bounce. He's the star of the show. He's screaming every lyric.
If they tell
what
him to put his
hell?
Hands up, or if you say ho, he is yelling, ho!
And I turn around.
You know what, Tony? I support you fully in this, man.
I turn around to Blake and Donovan.
You have fun. You have fun.
I turn around to Blake and Donovan, and I'm like, dude, I've never seen. He's happier right now than I've ever seen anybody, including my kids, on Christmas morning. The smile on his face, ear to ear, he is feeling it, man. And I'm like, wow. And, oh, I don't know if I'm going to like this scene. If I don't, I'm going to run over, get me a hamburger, and just wait it out for you guys. Dude is jumping up and down.
He is all over the dance floor, man.
Yeah.
I'm just, and then with the moves that will put him down on the ground and then right back up with his hands to the right and his hands to the left. I mean, he is making it happen.
Can he dance?
I am, you know, I'm having the time of my life watching him have the time of his life. Seriously.
It was great.
Yeah. We were laughing our asses off. It was so much fun to watch. Tony, it was great. It was great.
Like, Danny, no, I don't really dance well, but just move around a lot. And you're enjoying it, so I guess it comes across as okay.
So, you know,
you danced okay.
The problem is that Tony would be on the dance floor, and then he was so immersed in there, you couldn't even see him. And there were times when I'm like, he left.
Yeah, he disappeared.
Like, just left.
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
And then came back with a new beer.
Oh. Oh, okay.
But then every time you wanted to try to get a glimpse of Tony, just look somewhere on the corner of the dance floor. Oh, there he is. He was dropping it like it was hot.
Right.
Now he's back up again.
Popping
shaking it.
Up.
Okay, there you go.
Just look for the green Stella above everyone's head.
Right.
That's Tony.
And then the green Stella turned into one of those slender cocktail glasses.
Oh, no. Yeah. He went to Woodford Reserve.
So our designated driver, and again, we've not confronted him about this at all.
Not at all.
Is sloshed.
Oh, boy. He's hammered.
I mean sloshed.
So,
all right.
You got to go.
Yeah, let's take a break. Let's come back, and let's play the audio of, very fun audio of the old drive back with our designated driver.
Oh, dear. Yeah. I did not know that was happening. All right.
The Terrence Corolla Fight Night 2019.
All right. We are here at Cowboys Training Camp. By the way, thanks to our sponsors, Metter, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram.
Christ, yeah.
Yep, dude. And Toll Tag. Let's not forget about them.
Never.
And last night was our big Cafe Habana night. Those who have listened to us for a few years know the drill here. It's a place in Malibu that has karaoke night on Wednesday, and we're out here at Cowboys Training Camp. It's one of the things we make a point to do, is head down there for karaoke night.
And make no mistake about it, Mike, we talk about this so much. that there were probably no less than 15 P1s in there last night.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas represented hard in there last night.
They
did. It was awesome.
They did. We've talked about this so much over the years and maybe in the weeks leading up to it that anybody from Dallas who was going to be out this way or a lot of them made a point to get there.
So throughout the night, as we described in the earlier segment, Tony, our engineer, who was supposed to be our designated driver, failed that miserably. He's getting sloshed. Thank God we have our backup, Blake, who just said, look, he's getting hammered. I'll lay off. But Tony never said anything to us.
Remarkable discipline.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. And I mean, he was just out there having... Matter of fact, we didn't exist.
No.
We're all having fun with each other. Tony never came back to even say a word to us.
He was in his own world, and his world was... having fun,
and I
man.
Do need to apologize for that. I thought about that, but it was really hot in
you don't
there.
You need to apologize for anything.
You were having fun.
Yeah. And come on, Tony.
What was the other reason?
We
I went
support
outside?
You with this.
Oh, it got so loud.
Yeah.
I thought. And if it's a song I like, I don't care. But if it's one of those other things, I have
well,
to
you you were having fun. And it was getting late in the evening. Now, you also grab some random girl, and you're like, hey, you want to do boogie, oogie, oogie?
So that's why that's the return. So because Corbin said, hey, let's, you know, you guys ready? Let's get out of here. Okay, let's get out of here. We're missing one. Of course, it's Tony. So you go out. Tony, ready to roll, man. Let's go. Oh, one more song, man. One more song.
It wasn't that nice.
Okay, well, Tony. Get your ass out of here. I don't know what was said.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
now, we were all looking there and thinking the same. Who's going to go over and get Tony?
Because he's having the time of his life, and it's like taking a kid away from an amusement park.
Right. And so I was like, hey, you know, come on, man. We got to go. Blake's got to get to bed to sleep for 30 minutes or whatever, basically, before the show. We got to get Blake home. Yeah, one more song. Come on. I'm feeling it out here. And, you know. And
then Corbin said, okay, we thought he was going to dance for one more song, Mike. No, he grabbed the mic and went karaoke and sung Boogie Oogie Oogie with the random girl.
My God.
So, Danny, how they prep you for the next song, they'll play a song, hand you the mic, that song fades, and then they'll play the karaoke song.
There you go. We're all familiar.
Tony had the mic in his hand, and with that buffer song between that one and his, you want to talk about a dance show. He had that mic. He was swinging that thing in front of him like he was the Chippendales dancer, man. It was one of the funniest things I'd seen. Oh, it was so great.
Is there
so
video then, of any of this?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's video. Dan posted some video of him dancing earlier today. And then, he does his karaoke song. Then he continues to dance on the dance floor. And that's when I'm like, I go, dude, we really have to go. Nah, one more song. I need one more song. I'm like, Tony, come on. Blake has got to get home. And finally, he's like, okay, all right. So then he goes and he stands in line for the bathroom, which is deep. And I go, dude, come on, let's go. It's going to take you 30 minutes. Come pee by the car. It's basically there's trees over there.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
There are no lights out there.
Yeah, it's easy. Why are you rushing me? What's going on here? Come on, I'm having fun. I'm like, oh my God, we've got to go. We get all the way out to the car. Oh, I forgot to close my credit card. He runs all the way back in there, fights through the crowd again, goes to the bar.
Has another beer.
Starts dancing.
Has another beer, no doubt. Dances for two more songs, then comes out. So we get in the car. And this is the first thing that you hear from Tony, and see if you can make sense out of this analogy that he uses.
On the golf course is better than a bad day on the golf course is better than a good day at work. This would have been a bad night at a club with you guys would be better than a bad good day at work.
What?
You know what I meant.
You know what I meant.
Try that one more time.
Day on the golf course is better than a good day at work. This would have been a bad night at a club with you guys would be better than a bad good day at work.
What?
You know what I mean.
Would be better than a bad good day at work,
man. I don't know.
I do have to comment real quick because if you pull up Dan Brackett at Brackett Dan on Twitter, you can see Tony dancing. There's one part he's got the beer in one hand, the mic in the other, mic in the left hand. At one point, he's flanked by two women. He drops the mic down and pretends like it's his wiener flopping back and forth. And this lady looks at him, and he pulls the mic up and puts his other hand out, like, oh, just kidding there. I didn't mean that. Oh, my God, this is wonderful.
So, again, we still never addressed the fact that he was supposed to be the designated driver. We just get in the car. He gets in the back seat with me, just like, no big deal. So then he starts getting mad at me for pulling him out of that bar.
Yes.
All right? He is getting loud. All right? So this is how that starts.
You had a good time too, didn't you?
Tony, I have a good time everywhere I go.
Oh, boy. You get all pissed off when you...
Now...
All right. I have a good time everywhere I go.
I don't think Tony's the drunkest person in the car.
I don't either.
That's the thing. I was not the designated driver, though.
All right. Well, we're not talking about designated drivers. We're talking about the drunkest person in the car.
Fine.
Let's hear that again. Let's hear that again.
Tony, I have a good time everywhere I go.
Oh, my God.
Hang on.
How many times have I heard this?
I do. So anyway, all right. So this is where he gets mad at me because I ushered him off the dance floor.
I go.
Yeah, you acted all pissed off when you came and got me.
Because we had to go.
No. He knew he had to get up. I know Blake would pull that on me. You did. That's like going to golf on Saturday morning, and you had a good Friday night out.
Oh, Tony.
Sorry, guys. I missed my tee time. No, you signed up for golf at Saturday at 8 a.m.
Tony.
To show up and
Tony, we asked you to be the designated driver.
Oh, yeah. I kind of blew that.
Boy, what a 180.
I'm really mad. Boy, I really screwed up there, didn't I?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so listen. I mean, and he is pointing at me like
he's not happy.
Mad that I pulled him out of there, and then it just all turned.
He knew he had to get up. I know Blake would pull that on me. You did. That's like going to golf on Saturday morning, and you had a good Friday night out.
Oh, Tony.
Sorry, guys. I missed my tee time. No, you signed up for golf at Saturday at 8 a.m.
Tony.
To show up and
Tony.
Play.
We asked you to be the designated driver.
Oh, yeah, I kind of blew that.
Now wow. Get the laughter from me and Donovan here after that goes down.
Designated driver.
Oh, yeah, I kind of blew that. Sorry about that. Yeah, you got me there.
God, dude.
I screwed up there. I was only going to have a couple.
Oh, God.
Okay. Couple of six packs.
So we drive down the road and we're singing and still laughing. And Tony, though, has turned his cannons toward me.
He has.
Yes.
And he starts calling me a mean drunk.
It's not far from the truth.
Like a mean. Hi, Amber.
Stay focused.
So he's really upset. Like,
yeah,
you're just you were mean to me at the compound, and you're mean to me tonight. I'm like, oh, God bless it. Meanwhile, Donovan's like, yep, totally mean. Like, at the front seat, like, just stoking the fire, just throwing logs on it left and right. Yeah. So here he goes again. We are 10 minutes removed from that last conversation, all right?
Okay.
And as he gets more and more fired up, here we go again.
Like today, you seem pretty mad. Like even
mad.
I said, she's like, wow, what's wrong with him? I think he wants you to go.
I wasn't mad.
It was pretty rude.
It was just echoing the sentiments of my traveling partners.
Like, Blake's gotta get up. Really violently. Like,
Blake's gotta get up. Yes.
If you have a tea time at 8 a.m. on Saturday and you go out and get up on Friday,
Tony, you cannot show up
and say, oh, sorry, guys, I missed my tea time. Golf is sacred.
Tony.
If you signed up, he knows
Tony,
how late it could have been.
You were supposed to drive.
Well, you're right.
Same thing.
The exact same thing.
Oh, that is the best.
The exact.
Yeah, you're right.
So is there a third Groundhog Day scenario here?
But okay, let's let this play out. Don't laugh. I don't
real quick, my favorite, my favorite line out of it, golf is sacred. What?
Okay, this is the lap that I was talking about. Donovan and I, we go nuts.
Our tee time. Golf is sacred.
Tony.
If you signed up, he knows
Tony,
how late it could have been.
You were supposed to drive.
Well, you're right. God dang it. You got me every time on that one. Son of a bitch. I can't say much about that. Get out of that one. Although I told you I'd drive.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm gonna say it one more time, and then that's it.
That's it. What a star.
Oh man. We have had this jewel amongst us for a long time, and now we're just discovering. It's Pulp Fiction in the suitcase.
Did you not
open it up and let it glow?
Did you not have a wonderful time last night, Tony?
Yeah, I did, until you got kind of mean at the end of
that. No, it wasn't mean! It wasn't mean!
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this little audio, because I'm going to be on guard now when I'm with you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Corby, tell him again.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be the designated driver.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. Oh, you got me.
Yeah, you got me.
You got me there.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Blake, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man. Welcome.
Did you get a nap?
A little bit.
Okay.
I got about 30 minutes before the show this morning.
Okay.
So you feeling all right right now?
I survived.
All right.
I got through it. It was all well
right.
Worth it.
All right.
Fun times, boys.
Yes, sir.
Keep everybody up and running here.